Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Well, 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 look what I have here. Greg Hill of the HHMS.
The what?
It's going to be that kind of day.
Hey, kid. I dip my ice cream in chocolate because I have no compass. Then I dip in your ice cream in chocolate, kid. And Kyrie Irving dip my ice cream and chocolate, and I was going to get some chocolate for my vanilla ice cream. Oh, I gotta go dip my chocolate ice cream right now.
I love the way you pretend like I'm some drunk nitwit.
And now,
get your sausages here!
Broadcasting live from beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
I have the sausage guy in my mouth right now.
Streaming live at WAAF.com and the Radio.com app.
All you have to do is push a button on your phone.
You can also ask Amazon Echo to play WAAF.
Run back, bro. Run back, bro.
This is the Hillman Morning Show.
Oh, you hung up on me? Really, dude? Oh, my God.
Wow, good job. Didn't have to say a word.
With your host.
I'm not taking the blame for it.
The Earmuff Master.
Let me turn the freaking iPod on.
Greg Hill.
Don't get your panties all in a bunch.
We're making Krabby Snacks and homemade.
Yeah, come on, Dad. Nice. Come on, she's making Krabby Snacks and homemade.
Where's me sausage meat?
The possibly lucid Lyndon Byers on sports.
Working 4 hours a day, 1 minute bored.
I have been crushing Bud Lights since I was 4.
Walking around naked.
We have all seen you naked here in the studio.
Enough said.
We apologize about that.
Danielle Murr, a.k.a.
Taser Tongue.
With news.
She's not husky, she's amazing.
I'm great at fingering the bed.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
Janice Rossi in 2 hours, a whore.
And Chief Nerd Officer,
ew,
Mike Shue.
It's a cosmic field trip.
Yoda sounds like do or do not. There is no try.
I'm going to take my shirt off.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
It appears to be really insulting, and I have a problem with that.
They will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous bullshit.
Worst case scenario.
Thanks for listening.
Yo soy fiesta.
Everybody.
Hey.
Well, it's Friday,
yes.
And would you like to guess who is not here in the studio in Brighton this morning? I'll give you one half of a guess. So just one letter. What would the letter? If you were going to guess who was not here on a Friday morning after the performance that they had yesterday. And I use the term performance loosely. If you were going to guess who was not here, what letter would you use to guess?
L.
Yes!
I was staying quiet.
You've nailed it. you have nailed it.
Oh, good job, Daniel.
We don't know where the belligerent sports director is this morning. Thoughts and prayers. Maybe he will arrive sometime during the show and Maybe he won't.
Please keep your voice down. You may wake him.
Keep it quiet. He may be sleeping somewhere.
SportsCenter was obviously very compelling this morning. Oh, maybe had a couple too many whites ends at 4. Just sleeping it off real quick.
Shu, how are you feeling? Are you better or what?
Not quite. It feels like there's like magma in my stomach.
Oh, jeez. Well, that's not...
I had to eat plain white rice and slightly seasoned bok choy last night.
Ooh. Oh, that's terrible.
Bok choy.
Yeah, bok choy is good when it has a lot of sauce on it. It's really spicy. Yeah. Not when it's like almost plain.
Not when it's on its own.
On top of that, my daughter said she wanted chicken wings for dinner.
Oh, just piling on.
So wait, so she was... That's not nice. She ate chicken wings.
She doesn't care, Greg. You have kids. They don't care.
I know. So she ate chicken wings in front of you while you had to eat plain white rice because of your tummy problems.
Yeah,
that's
I had to make them for her. Yeah, that's because I love her.
Wait, that is, as my mom used to say, how sharper than a serpent's tooth to have a thankless child.
Ah, yes.
Did she make that up?
No, that's an old saying.
I was going to say, that's awesome.
It's clearly a saying from medieval times. And speaking of that, the countdown is on till Sunday night and Game of Thrones.
Huh.
At some point this morning, I'm going to have to ask. I want to do a poll on who you think will be seated in the throne at the end of the season. I'm gonna do maybe we'll make that Stanley's poll. I don't know. Or maybe we'll do an on air poll, or maybe we'll do both. Let's see. Let me begin the show by speaking with Chad, who has been on the phone since we arrived here this morning. Hello, Chad.
Hey Ken. Hey, I know why LB's not in. He's probably embarrassed by the confidence he had in those sloppy wet frickin' turn of a Bruins last night. They were horrible.
Jeez.
You know, what I'm most upset about is I stayed away from the game last night because I didn't want to jinx it. And
well, I thought for a minute, Greg, that you were actually at the stadium. They played that bad.
No, I did not go to the TD Bank North Garden last night, and I am going to go tomorrow night, but they've got to turn this around, or I don't know if they were... They were cold, or they were not ready, or what it was, but a disastrous performance by the Bruins last night, and
they were playing the whole game like they were in the third period. They didn't know where the puck was. They kept turning around. They kept losing it. Turnovers.
Yeah.
Yada yada. The whole game was just. I was embarrassed to be a Bruins fan last night.
Yeah. No. I mean. I guess you got to cheer on your UMass Minutemen. That's what you got to do.
Frozen Four.
Can we get a Frozen Four update when LB finally arrives at work this morning? Because there's good news. All right. Well, more on the Bruins at some point this morning. And I do have another pair of Bruins playoff tickets to give away. And I am going to give those away at 7:20 on today's show. So put it in your Outlook right now, or set an alarm on your iPhone, which obviously our sports director didn't do. Mm-hmm. And at 7:20 this morning, make sure that you're listening so you can win tickets for tomorrow night's Bruins playoff game, game number 2 of round number 1 over at the Garden. Also, coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, right before we play your Hill Mail voicemail messages, I have one last pair of tickets to give away for the Greg Hill Foundation Boston Marathon Party, which is happening Monday at the Capitol Grill. We will be broadcasting from the Capitol Grill Monday, bringing you all of the excitement leading up to the 123rd running of the Boston Marathon, and it doesn't look like the weather is going to be great on Monday. The weekend weather is looking incredible. Tomorrow it is going to be sunny and 71.
Oh my God.
That's what we call outdoor patio Saturday day drinking weather. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow, but Monday not looking great. That's why you want to be inside at the Capitol Grill joining all of us for the Greg Hill Foundation Boston Marathon Party. So I will give those tickets away at about 8, right before we play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back, and you can leave He'll mail voicemail message right now on any topic. He'll mail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. So you can leave a message on the not really there performance of the Boston Bruins last night, or on the not currently here performance of the sports director of this program, or on the Frozen Four, or on Game of Thrones, or any other topic. So leave a Hill Mail voicemail message right now, 617-779-5463. We will all listen to the message that you leave at 8 when we play them back. Here is a 413 text from the Western Massachusetts region, which reads, Greg, how sharper than a serpent's tooth is a Shakespearean quote from King Lear.
Wow.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. Woo. Who knew that my mom, the OG Mrs. Hill, was quoting Shakespeare when she used to throw that in my face as a young man?
Right.
All right. So I mentioned Hill Mail. I mentioned Bruins playoff tickets. I mentioned that LB is a no-show again. I mentioned that I have marathon tickets to give away. I think I have thoroughly teased most everything that I need to tease for today's show.
Okay.
Except for what's coming up next, which I could tease right now if you'd like.
Sure.
You want me to tease it?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Say tease me.
Tease me,
how about
Daddy.
Tease me, Daddy.
Oh, boy.
Only because it's Friday.
Oh, did
and
you
I'm
save
not doing
that?
It again.
Do it again.
You spoke say, over it. Thank
did
you, you.
Did you save that for the intro? Please,
I'll chill. Get it.
All right,
I got it.
You can edit me out. Tease me, Daddy. Coming up in just a moment, Florida, not like the rest of us. What a Florida gentleman was doing with spaghetti outside an Olive Garden that got him locked up.
Oh God!
You can only imagine.
I got to dispute this.
It can be. You have an issue with this?
We've all been there.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Also, angry post-threesome rage from a girlfriend leads to arson.
Oh, God.
And a local fire captain has learned that you are supposed to have your clothes on at the 7-Eleven. So we will get to all of that and whatever else is on your mind coming up next on today's Hillman Morning Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Friday on the Hillman Morning Show, and our sports director is hard at work sourcing an investment opportunity in condos on the moon.
Check out the cathedral ceilings. Those are like 17 feet high. We have cable readiness right there. I am going to totally pimp this place out. I'm going to put a surround sound system.
Now, the rest of today's show.
It's a Friday, and it is 6:18, and during the break, I received a text message asking, actually two text messages asking if I was able to pick up the glasses yesterday, and I got bad news. I went to the glass place over there on Boylston Street, and the glasses were not ready.
Are they going to the farm to kill the cow?
I don't know.
My God, man.
Is your vision that bad?
No.
It takes them two weeks.
Who said that? Where are you? Where are you? I've done severe damage to my vision. If you know what I mean,
yeah.
If you know how I did it,
oh, no.
you can only imagine.
They warned you.
You can only imagine why I can't see. No, I think it's the fact that I went to like a mom and pop optometrist place, as opposed to going to like a lens crafters, where apparently like every person in the world has said to me, "Oh, why don't you go to Lens Crafters? You get your glasses in 24 or 36 hours." I should have done. This is why the brick and mortar, America's brick and mortar mom and pop businesses are dying mm-hmm. on the vine in front of us, because mm-hmm. it's been well over a week and I don't have glasses. How the heck am I going to see what's going on during the Bruins game tomorrow night?
On TV, right?
No, I'm going.
No, guys.
Danielle, I didn't go.
Why?
I didn't go last night.
You're not
and
a
they
fan.
Stunk and they stunk the jo- I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan. Greg.
I was a fan long before you were born.
I'll admit that.
I was a season ticket holder. Thank you very much. And I paid for my season ticket.
That was the last thing you paid for.
They weren't freebies back when I was in my late 20s or early 30s or whatever it was.
What kind of fan is on his BlackBerry the whole time he's on the ice in Vancouver? How dare you?
So anyway, to answer your question, no. I do not have my glasses. A 774 texter is inquiring as to whether they are being developed by NASA. Yes, they're like the special telescope that they were able to take the picture of the black hole with, not to bring up a topic that LB would totally sandbag the show with if you were here right now, but LB's a no-show, by the way, this morning. No sign of lucid Lindy. Or belligerent buyers, whatever it is this morning. No idea where he is or whether he'll be in. And quite frankly, who cares?
Well, I thought you'd get him because the black hole picture was the test for your glasses, wasn't it? Okay, these are work. Right, send them over to Hill.
Number two or number three? What's better, number two?
You see the black hole better?
Or number three?
How about the black hole on the bottom line?
Okay, now number one or number three? DEFPOTEC. That's the 2020 line. Def Patek. Keep that in the back of your head.
Here's a text that says, Hill, you've done it again.
That's right.
Yes, I'm Mr. Magoo.
Oh, boy.
Magoo, you've done it again. What was Mr. Magoo's assistant's name? Was it Monkey? No, what was that?
No, it was Charlie.
Charlie.
A very racist image of Charlie.
Yes, he had like a racist...
He had big buck teeth and,
yes.
a Q.
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
Yeah,
yep.
You're right.
Yeah.
His like
can't show that anymore.
What did they used to call? Was that like manservant? Was the term that they used to
it was
have?
Yeah, like manservant or body man.
Houseboy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Houseboy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. No, yep. You could not. When it comes time for Hollywood to be searching for an idea that they can redo, and they do the Mr. Magoo movie, they will not have Charlie in it. It'll probably be some smoke show. Play smoke show actress or something
I'd
like
rather.
That. Yeah.
No, you have to turn the original concept on its head. Mr. Magoo would be Asian.
There
it's
you
like
go.
How we have to have all the, you know,
good
all the
idea,
movies
Danielle.
With the female reboots.
Right. An Asian woman.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yep. Mrs.
Right.
Magoo.
Right. Not so much.
Here's a text that says, "Unlike Saul, do you have your shoes, Craig?"
Yes, I do. All my shoes.
Let's see here. This is Jeff on the phone this morning. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, morning people.
What's happening? Jeff. Happy Friday, Jeff.
Hey, I know where I somehow got some radio signals crossed, and I taped this. I know where LB is.
Where is he?
I'll play it for you.
Okay.
Yay, kid. Check, check, 1, 2. I'm off to Mars to get some sound for the show. I met Matt Damon, and we planted some potatoes, and we shared some laughs.
Yes. Maybe he went to Mars, or maybe he got sucked into a black hole. Mm-hmm. And when I say sucked in, he got stuck at the entrance to the black hole.
Yep.
And he needs grease. He needs to be greased in order to get him out. Here's a text that says there was a movie version of Mr. Magoo, and Mr. Magoo was played by Leslie Nielsen. Is that true?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess they did do, yeah, everybody's texting in about that, but they must not have had Charlie. There's no way that they had Charlie in it. Maybe Charlie was played by Jackie Chan or something like that.
Maybe. We're talking the 90s, right? Yeah. Leslie Nielsen. Jackie Chan was huge.
Well, yes, you're right about that. You're absolutely right about that, Shu. All right. It is 6:24, and we got a lot to do on the show today. At 7:20, I'm going to give away a pair of Bruins playoff tickets for tomorrow night, and we're all going to cross our fingers and hope that the team that we saw for most of the regular season shows up tomorrow night and they can right the ship, the good ship Bruin, and the series will be tied at one. So 7:20 on this morning show, I will give you the chance to win Bruins playoff tickets. Of course, we were going to play the game LB on LB, which we won't be able to play if Lyndon is not here. So we will we'll figure that out.
What about LB on Danielle B?
That
doesn't sound
Danielle
good.
Danielle B on LB.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good either.
We'll do Danielle B on Danielle B.
What? That's what
we'll
do. What? If you don't think.
I'm sorry.
The heavy space.
I was doing my homework watching TV.
No, the iPhone. You know what happened? I went to the store yesterday and the kid behind the counter totally screwed me. Because I remember how I said I was going to get my screen fixed, Hill Dog?
Uh-huh.
You remember?
I do remember that, yes.
So I go in, and the kid's like, yeah, give me an hour. So I'm like, all right. So I pop down at Casey's. I get back 6 hours later. The kid's got my phone. I turn it on. There's nothing. It says pick a language. So I don't know. How am I supposed to? The kid totally screwed me. I got to go back there today.
Hey, several texters are reporting a major cluster F on Route 2 East in the Leominster area. Can you check on that, traffic lady? This is Dave. Hello, Dave.
Gregory, good morning, sir.
David, happy weekend, happy Friday. What's happening?
Exactly. Happy Friday to you and to the morning crew.
Yes.
NSLB.
Yes, yes.
Greg, come on, you must know who Mr. Magoo, the voice, was played by back in the day.
Of course I do. It was the same guy who played Thurston Howell on the Jim Backus was his name.
Jim Backus, exactly.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No, I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Greg, have a great weekend, buddy.
All right, thank you. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. So you can leave one of those right now. On the absence of Lindy or the Bruins and their poor performance last night. How about your Red Sox? Did your Red Sox?
They're going all the way, buddy.
You must be excited.
I was watching it by drone. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Mitchie, you're my man.
What's the drone thing?
I don't know. There was a drone that was over Fenway, and it was low enough where people could see it, and it was low enough that it was apparently a distraction to some players.
Yeah.
But they haven't tracked down, you know, whose drone was it.
Probably the Yankees' drone.
I know, right?
Probably the Yankees trying to get some insider information. Yeah.
You guys want to do some damage?
I mean,
is that it?
Yeah, I mean, the drone thing is out of control. It's like the laser pointer thing.
Mm-hmm.
They arrested that guy who was laser pointering bestie.
Right.
And I tell you what, I went to the jail where they were holding that guy because I wanted to have a little word with him, if you know what I mean, on bestie's behalf.
Sure.
But the cops wouldn't let me in there because they were afraid of what I'd do to him.
Well, I mean, you know, you're an imposing figure.
Right, right.
Hillman,
good luck.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you too, pal.
Did you show up in your black windbreaker? Is that why they felt threatened? Because you look like you mean business, like my old Italian grandfather?
Excuse me, it's called a black break winder, according to the texters.
Yes. I'm surprised you didn't get one that says, like, BPD on the back.
I should have. Well, I'll just put my honorary badge on it.
Right,
on the front.
There you go.
On the front. For those who are wondering, I will be wearing new black windbreaker to the Boston Marathon broadcast on Monday morning at the Capitol Grill.
Does that mean we can open the windows?
Yes. It'll be like a luxury suite at Gillette. You'll be able to open the windows up.
You don't open the windows in the suite.
Well, it's gonna be warm on Monday. It's gonna be like in the 60s. It's just gonna be raining.
Yeah.
That's the misery part of the marathon.
Yeah. Bad for the spectators.
Yeah.
Excuse me, bad for my hair. I just had this blowout on a Try Bar. How dare you? I went to Preemie, Tom Brady's hair guy.
I have one last pair of tickets to give away for the marathon party Monday, and I'm going to give those away at 8. So be listening at 8 to win those. This is Nate. Hello, Nate.
Hey, yo, dog.
What's up, Nate?
Not much, man. Just give me a little traffic report on you, too, because a freaking tractor-trailer truck turn on its side. It was diesel fuel all over the highway.
Okay, wait. So is that the Route 2 thing?
Yeah, Route 2 East, man.
Okay.
I turned around. I'm going home.
It's a good idea.
Good job.
Banging sick, kid. Call your boss.
Hey, kid, I didn't come in. I didn't even bother going in. So it's a tractor-trailer overturned or a box truck, whatever, and they're clearing it up right now, but it's by Lemonster. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, at the 190 split.
Okay.
They had to bring in a big 50-foot, flatbed just to pick up the truck with, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. All right, Nate, thank you. Have a great weekend, Nate.
Yeah, you too, man.
Go Bees. Go Bees.
That's why LB's not coming in. He texted. So there's a flatbed truck on Route 2.
Yeah.
That's his route to work.
All right.
I can't get to Gardner.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, when Greg thinks he is going to say something funny, he says the first 4 to 5 words 3 times before he finally gets the awful joke out. Do I do that?
You do, but it's that just means that something, it's so funny that you can't even get the words out. It could be bordering a little on a Scott from Weymouth move, but yeah.
That text scares me.
What do you mean? The person is
microscopic. I've been working with you for a long time, and I never noticed that.
You've never noticed that?
But it's and also I can hear you scratching your beard.
I got to tell you something. I cannot stand Greg, and I have been listening for 29 straight years. It's really frustrating.
I like when people text in and they say, I'm turning the show off now. And then they'll text in, 40 minutes later with something relevant to what we're discussing. And I'll scroll up and I'm like, I thought you turned the show off an hour ago. I turned it back on hoping that buffoon had shut his mouth. And that could apply to any of us, by the way. His or her.
There's a lot of people texting in about when I'm going to fire LB. And I'm not in charge of that. I feel the need to make that clear. I don't dictate the personnel on this program. It's above my pay grade.
That's what I was going to say. You can't say it's above. I don't even think David Field, our CEO, is above your pay grade.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's just say that's an upper management decision.
Okay, yeah, that's an upper management decision. That's not my call. And I'm quite certain that I do not make more money than the CEO of this company. That would be outrageous. Have
you met you?
What kind?
Greg? Greg.
What kind of a...
No, he's over there. Put your glasses on, both of you.
I mean, let's see. This is Russ. Hello, Russ.
Hey.
What's up, Russ?
What's up, man? Hey, listen, I just drove through Lemonster. That guy had no idea what he was talking about.
Really? No. There's all kinds of reports about it. Same
at the 190 split?
Same exact
thing. Yeah, it's at 190. It's not there's no diesel fuel and there's no tractor trailer. It's a box truck.
It's a box truck.
Okay, guy. All right. The guy doesn't know his truck makes and models.
How do you not know the difference between a box truck and a semi?
Well,
come on. They're significantly differently sized.
The guy was just trying to call into a radio show and give eyewitness traffic phone force report. Cut him some slack.
Jeez. The concern among massholes, Greg, is that in addition to the box truck, there could be a semi. Then we have a real cluster situation.
All right. So anyway, you can stop texting in about why LB is still on. That's not my call. You can leave a Hillmail voicemail message on that or any other topic. I don't have time right this moment, but I want to know your opinion on who will be seated on the Iron Throne at the end of this last season of Game of Thrones. So I will do that survey with you in maybe 20 minutes or what have. Right now, though, it's the news. And the news this very first hour is brought to you by Danielle, our lovely news person.
Yes.
I called her a traffic lady earlier. I was gender specific in that. I shouldn't have done that. So
I am female, so I'm fine with that.
Here's our news person with today's news.
Not necessarily a lady, but so the Ecuadorian embassy says that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange acted very badly when he was there for the 7 years at the embassy in London.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't they just boot him out? I guess because he was seeking asylum and they can't do that.
Right.
Can anyone go to any embassy? Like if let's say you can't pay your rent, can you just show up at like the Dutch embassy here in Boston and say I'm seeking asylum, and then you get a room for 7 or 8 years?
Yeah, can I just stay here forever?
Do they feed you? Were they feeding Julian Assange? They must have been. Or was he just getting takeout all the time?
How long was he there?
He was probably using Uber Eats.
Yes.
Uber Embassy Eats or something like that.
He was staying in
Hold on a second. He was probably using, Julian Assange was probably using, he might have been using Uber Embassy Eats.
Oh!
Okay, yeah. No, I'm going to tell you how to make that more authentic.
Yes,
you got to do a couple laughing exhales, throw your head back once or twice, have a pause, and between the second and third repetition of the words, you say, this is great. I love our listeners. And then do the third repetition, then you fire off the full joke.
Jesus,
damn. Yeah, I do notice stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's creepy, I know. Sorry.
All right, so he was staying at the embassy, and he had bad behavior.
Yeah, the president of Ecuador, when he announced that he was withdrawing his asylum status, that he had been discourteous and aggressive to the staff while in the embassy. He was still playing an active role in WikiLeaks, contrary to the terms of his confinement, and here's the money shot. He apparently smeared feces on the walls other behavior that she described, that the interior minister described as below common decency.
That's normal behavior for an embassy suites, not the embassy.
Good. Yes.
Oh, how was my delivery on that joke?
That was very smooth. Okay. There was no repetition. Okay. It was nice.
Repete.
All right.
Repete.
Here's somebody who says, Greg, I think you're very crafty. You're holding out on getting your glasses so you can walk around at Monday's party with your face in everyone's cleavage, using the excuse that you can't see without glasses.
Well, he doesn't need an excuse.
He does that with glasses.
There's going to be a lot of news smoke cleavage at the party on Monday. You know, when you have a marathon party, suddenly you become very popular with the news smokes.
Yeah, you do.
So Natasha Verma is going to be there. Jessica Reyes is going to be there. Former weather smoke Nelly Carreño is going to be there.
I was texting with Nelly yesterday
in
Espanol, telling her how excited I was to see her.
She is apparently coming back to Boston for some sort of a bachelorette party.
Oh,
and
boy.
She will be attending on Monday with all of the bachelorettes.
Ew.
There's going to be a bachelorette party at the marathon party?
Yes, of course.
Oh.
What else would they do? I mean, that's what they're...
Right? That's awesome. Yeah.
That is as basic as it gets.
All right, so Assange was basically a D-bag when he was in the embassy. I noticed that Pam Anderson was caught on video yesterday absolutely saddened and disturbed about the arrest of her boyfriend, Julian Assange.
Completely flipping out. She went off on a little bit of a rant on Twitter, saying how bad he looked, saying, how could you, Ecuador? Oh. How could you, UK? Of course, you are America's bitch and you need a diversion from your little idiotic Brexit BS. And then she, in another tweet, posted, in the USA, this toxic coward of a president, he needs to rally his base. You're selfish and cruel. You have taken the entire world backwards. You are devils and liars and thieves, and you will rot and we will rise. This is Pam Anderson, not Shakespeare.
Holy mackerel.
Okay.
Now, the president spoke up about this, since she mentioned President Trump, and he knows nothing.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
Not my thing. Been a thing.
Now, this just came out. This just came out. WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks.
Now from WikiLeaks.
Did you see what came out over WikiLeaks? WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks.
This goes on forever, Greg. Just tell me when you want to end it.
I love WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks.
Well, he doesn't know anything about WikiLeaks. You heard him say that. Yeah. He's an older man. He gets confused.
Oh, I'm glad he's president, you know, then.
All right, what else is going on today, Danielle?
Chicago officials are suing actor Jussie Smollett for the cost of the investigation.
I love it.
Into his false claims, his alleged false claims. They say that the actor owes the city of Chicago over $130,000 for police costs incurred during the investigation.
Excellent. Good. Uh-huh. They should charge him double.
I think they did double it.
Did they double it for real?
Yeah, I think they did double it.
Good.
Or they tripled it or something.
Oh, like even better.
There was some kind of quadruple
it. It's like treble damages or something like that.
Like Chicago, like last weekend they had, 24 shootings over the weekend alone or something
ridiculous.
Like that? And this guy's they're dedicating resources to this guy's fake story. Right.
Fake. He was attacked because of his sexuality.
His
race and that he doesn't like our president.
Right.
That's why he was attacked.
Right.
He's been vindicated. Ugh. I hope he has to pay.
Yeah.
I hope he pays. What else, Danielle?
There's a woman in New Jersey who's angry after a threesome went wrong, and we deal with this question all the time, and. And warp female brain and whatnot. But Tasia Young is from Woodbury, New Jersey. She's 33, and she agreed to have a threesome with her boyfriend last Saturday.
And another woman.
Okay. So they brought another woman into the apartment.
Yep.
After they were finished, the boyfriend called a cab for her.
For the girlfriend?
For the girlfriend.
Oh, no.
But
oh,
he
no,
let you the don't. Rando
no.
stay.
Oh, no. Which, oh. He let that ho over there stay? Oh,
yes.
And sent the girlfriend away in a cab?
Correct.
Oh my gosh.
So the girlfriend responds by going back the next day and setting the apartment on fire. She bought Zippo lighter fluid at a gas station, emptied the entire thing on his front door, squirted some under the door, and then lit a match.
Oh.
The fire caused extensive damage to the building. Luckily, nobody was hurt. She turned herself in Tuesday this week and confessed, and she told police she just felt like she needed to, quote, hurt somebody, unquote.
Wow.
Well, it's a lot of jealousy after a threesome. That's why people advise that you stay away from them.
Right?
I bet that he took months convincing her. And then they finally did it. He was like, all right, all right, chick, you can
go.
I'm going to spend some time with this one. And it's just like, oh, my God.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
It is 6:41. Lucid Lindy is a no-show this morning. We don't know where he is. But we do have Bruins tickets to give away, and we'll give those away next hour. I'm going to give Bruins playoff tickets away for game number 2 tomorrow night at the Garden at 7:20 on today's show.
Hello, it's Flea.
Anthony!
Chad.
And Josh.
We're the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And now back to the Hill Man Morning Show on WAAF.
It is 6:49, and I have Bruins tickets to give away in a half an hour. I have one more pair of tickets to give away for Monday's Greg Hill Foundation Boston Marathon Party at the Capitol Grill, and we will be broadcasting from the Capitol Grill on Monday. The executive chef, Chef Dave,
yes,
has apparently agreed to my second annual cook-off challenge.
Really?
So I will be creating Greg's Easy Italian Chicken in the kitchen during the show on Monday, and he will be hacking his way through his own version of Greg's Easy Italian Chicken. So that'll happen during Monday's show. I believe I schooled them last year when I made Greg's Easy Krabbies.
I don't know.
Yes, I did. Nah. Yes, I did.
Okay.
I am rewriting history.
Okay.
Our broadcast on Monday is presented by Nautical American Gin and by Solar Wolf. And you can still get tickets for the party. if you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. But I have one more pair of tickets to give away, and I'm going to give them away at 8 this morning. Our sports director is not here today. No idea where he is, although it's possible that he is driving up to Buffalo, as this texter says, to watch UMass play in the Frozen Four final tomorrow. Yeah. So that may be where LB is.
He's a huge fan.
He may be at the library doing a little research on black holes or something like that. But it's actually peaceful in here. There's been we're about 51 minutes into the show, and no random arguments about random things. So LB is missing in action, but I'm sure that he'll be there Monday for free food at the Capitol Grill. Guaranteed.
I enjoy how our assistant producers, the youngins, are like, should we try to call him? And we're all like, just let him sleep.
No, let him sleep.
Let him sleep off. You know what? The guy needs a rest. He's had a tough week. He's not feeling great. Just let him chill.
It's a Friday, and sometimes, just like in a marriage, you know, everybody needs their alone time. So it'll be okay. Here's a text that says, he's probably pissed off at the way he was treated all week.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, yes. LB is treated poorly. Yes, he's really treated poorly around here. Let's see. Here's a 407 text, which I think is Florida, not like the rest of us, which says, Greg, you in the Capitol Grill kitchen on Monday is going to give us all flashbacks of you in the hotel kitchen with Bestie during the Super Bowl. Well, yeah, you probably don't want to have those flashbacks.
Hey, man. Good luck. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you too, buddy. All right, so quick survey this morning with the first episode of the last season of Game of Thrones approaching rapidly. It's happening, of course, on Sunday night. I'd like to know who you believe, real quickly, on text or on the phone line. I'd like to know who you believe will be seated in the Iron Throne when this season and this series ends. A texter earlier had a theory that it would be, though this is a completely ridiculous and out of control theory. However, I guess I could see it happening. They believe it will be White Walkers and everybody else will be all done. And I don't believe that. My personal opinion is that it is going to be Jon Snow, but here's somebody who says it's going to, 978 texter says it's going to be Mother of Dragons and she's going to be nude. She doesn't get naked anymore. That was only the first three seasons that Mother of Dragons got nude, and then she wrote it out of her contract, and she could because they had to have her.
And that's when I stopped watching.
Let's see. Here's a text that says it will be Cersei. I suppose that is possible. Here's somebody who says it's going to be Harry Potter. I think you're a little bit confused. Here's somebody who says Tyrion. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, here's somebody who says the way that Game of Thrones does things, I wouldn't be surprised if it was some random character that we haven't met yet that is seated on the Iron Throne.
Don't they kill people en masse, like main characters?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of people are going to die this season. A lot are going to die.
You never leave it totally completed. You got to leave it so they can come back at some point years later, some kind of reboot.
Here's a text that says it's probably going to be Gronk. Yeah. What if Gronk showed up on Game of Thrones this season? It's possible. let's see. What about Ned Stark's bastard son? Ooh, we haven't seen him in a long time. Let's see. Here's a text that says, Greg, you can't just make up polls like that. That's Stanley's job. Well, yeah. That is Grimey's job as vice president of social media this show.
Don't mess with Stanley's poll.
Is this Grimey here today? I haven't seen him. Oh, he is?
I think I heard down the hallway earlier.
I can smell cigarettes, so he must be here somewhere.
What about Ice Dragon? What?
Ice Dragon sounds like a vape shop. Ice Dragon and Lemonster.
You don't watch Game of Thrones.
I don't.
Was it because you could never keep track of everything, or you don't like fantasy things?
No,
or?
I just never got into it. And then by the time I started thinking to myself, maybe I should watch this,
it was too late.
4 or 5. Yeah. You know, and then I'm like, and do I want to commit the time to? Because I don't mind complicated storylines. I enjoy them, but I never got into it. So HBO was never something I had regularly. I only would subscribe to like HBO Go or whatever it was when I needed to watch something for the show.
There's that texter was referring not to Jon Snow, who is Ned Stark's bastard son, to another. There was another one at some point, apparently, that they're trying to clarify right now on the text machine. This person says, and of course I can't freaking see anything without my glasses. Tarly for the win. I suppose I think they probably mean Samwell Tarly.
Oh, is that the guy? See, I've only seen like the first season and a half. Is that the guy the fat guy
yes.
who was picked on?
Yes, yes.
That'd be great.
Had the child with the lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let the nerd win.
Yeah, I mean, I think Game of Thrones was something that was hard to join 3 or 4 seasons in. If you weren't there if you weren't there from the beginning,
like you with the Patriots.
Like me with the New England Patriots. Let's see. Here, this person is saying that texter means Robert Baratheon's son, who was the bastard. Oh, all right. Was that Gendry the blacksmith, if I remember correctly?
Wasn't he the blacksmith, and they found out that he was?
Yes,
yeah.
yes. Could be. Let's see. The number to call is 617-764-9223. A texter says they think it will be Reek. What about Hodor? I think Hodor is...
Isn't he dead?
Hodor is dead.
Right.
This texter is saying...
That was a big story,
Oh, maybe it will be... Maybe it'll be zombie Hodor, this texter says.
Hodor can't be dead. He was just in Boston.
That's a great thing. You can change anything with zombies.
That's true.
Hardly anybody saying Mother of Dragons, which is shocking to me. A lot of people saying Jon Snow. The Imp...
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome, actually. That would be great.
That would be excellent.
That would be great. All right. Well, we'll keep that going this morning. There are going to be an awful lot of you who are tuned in on Sunday night and not talking to your family, not interacting with your neighbors, not doing anything but watching the premiere of the final season of Game of Thrones.
I didn't think about that turnaround for you. Monday's going to be a long day for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's only an hour to start, so it's only 9 to 10. It's not that...
Don't act like you're going to shut the TV off at 10:01.
Well, no, I'm going to go right to the chat rooms. I'm going to go right to the Reddit forum immediately afterwards.
Yes. Sorry, I'm in a subreddit. Can't talk.
Actually, I'll probably fall asleep in the middle of it, and then I'll wake up and go with drool all over. What happened?
Where am I?
What? Jon Snow is dead? What happened to the real king of the North?
That's how LB's waking up right now.
LB will not wake up and come in here. There is absolutely no way.
Now. I'm afraid he's dead.
It's seven.
It's not funny, but one of these days, I'm afraid we're just going to get a call from Annie after the show and be like, so. We have to talk.
Danielle.
I worry about my buddy. He drives me crazy, but I worry about
him. Why do you have to go to that? That's not, you know.
I'm a realist, too, and I worry about the man.
You mean it's going to be, Champ, wake up?
Oh, don't, you know.
Shoo, find Champ, wake up, will you please?
Champ, wake up!
No, don't.
Champ, wake up!
Champ, wake up! Champ, wake up!
Now I have to go find a young Ricky Schroeder saying the letters L and B so I can put that together in Pro Tools.
Come on.
This is Josh. Hello, Josh.
Good morning.
What's up, Josh?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.